From the KBI newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jack Osowski. Energy utility Ameren is seeking to raise customer rates to cover billions of dollars recently invested in electric grid upgrades and new wind generation facilities. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the company said in a filing last week to state regulators that it wants to boost electric rate revenues by almost $300 million annually, an increase amounting to 12%. If granted, the proposal would raise bills for an average residential electric customer by about $12 per month. Ameren also filed a proposal to increase rates for its 135,000 Missouri natural gas customers to bring in another $9.4 million in revenues, a $4 monthly increase for its residential customers. Everyone 16 and older in Missouri is now eligible for COVID-19 vaccinations. State officials had announced last month that vaccines would be open to everyone old enough to receive one on April 9th. State officials estimate that about 4.5 million Missouri residents are now eligible. State figures show that 1.8 million people in Missouri, about 29% of the state's population, had received a first dose of a vaccine by Thursday. Of those, more than 1.1 million, or about 19% of the population, have been fully vaccinated. Local officials agreed Thursday to provide temporary housing and hotel rooms for homeless population in Kansas City, Missouri, following a months-long encampment on the lawn of City Hall. Kansas City Star reports the measure to provide hotel rooms for up to 500 people for the next 90 days unanimously cleared the city council. Roughly 40 tents housing dozens of people have been set up in front of City Hall and in other encampments since February. The mayor said that he's seeking support to accomplish longer-term solutions, such as a land bank for permanent housing and workforce initiative. The daunting task of turning around the fortunes of St. Louis is now in the hands of new era leaders, specifically three progressive black women, all of them elected on the mandate of racial justice and change. Tashara Jones was elected mayor Tuesday and will be sworn in on April 20th. Kim Gardner was elected circuit attorney in 2016 and re-elected last year. And racial justice activist Cori Bush pulled a stunning upset last year, ousting longtime Congressman William Lacey Clay in a district that includes St. Louis. Criminal justice reform will be at the top of Jones's agenda. I'm Jack Osowski, KBI News, Columbia.